The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
All right, let's get it on. It's 11:06. I'm Mike Boyle, and we are back for the second hour of the Restaurant Show. If you're just now joining me, man, you missed a lot. We talked about a lot in the first hour. You know, we got great calls from Tim in Castle Rock, wanted to talk about Tribe, a wonderful restaurant on Wilcox Street in Castle Rock. Paul's looking for Indian food, a little bit disappointed in his place of choice not having the buffet, so we sent him to India's restaurant over there on Hamden. That buffet is open, rocking. Karen called in. Karen went with me. I had some season tickets to the I've decided to support the University of Northern Colorado. I love the campus. I love Andy Feinstein, the president. I love what they're doing up there. Went with me yesterday to the game. We had ourselves a great, great time. She wanted to talk about the pies that we all stopped off and got from Fat Albert's restaurant. And also, I said in the first hour, I went to two places, I had two meals this week that you are probably never going to enjoy. One of them is the hot dogs at the stadium at UNC football. I don't know, they were just really good. They were big. And I say that because you're certainly welcome to go to a game. They've got a game coming up this week against Randy Price of the Rocky Mountain Restaurant Group, his Northern Arizona University Lumberjacks. That will be up in Greeley. And we got a call from Mike. Mike was talking about hamburgers, and he wants to know why restaurants are not putting the condiments out on the table. I had a wonderful conversation with a restaurateur this week, and they put their condiments out, and she said, we just wipe them down. When you wipe off the table, when you clear the table, you wipe off the chairs, you just wipe off the condiments because we want the restaurant to be as close to normal as we can. Tim, Paul, Karen, and Mike all went in a drawing. I've got four $25 gift cards that will be emailed to you if you give me a call, if you go on the air. 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971, from Marco's Pizza. Locations all over the place, so somebody's going to be close to you. And you know what? That's because tomorrow is National Pepperoni Pizza Day. We also started the conversation, is it Eddie's or Freddy's? We were talking about fast food burgers. I really like Freddy's for a hamburger. Yeah, I like to go to McDonald's and get the filet of fish. I like to go to McDonald's and get the $1, $1.25, whatever it is, hot and spicy chicken sandwich. Love the fish sandwich at Culver's. I'm an equal opportunity fast food stopper by on occasion. What's Eddie's? Well, you know what? Eddie's is a restaurant where I had a wonderful burger. And it's probably also one of the two places I mentioned, along with the football game at Greeley, where you're going to have an enjoyable meal, but you're probably not going to stop by. All right, so I'm going to talk about that. What do Peyton, Archie, Eli, and Mike all have in common? 303-696-1971. I'd love to hear from you right here on The Restaurant Show. All right, 13 minutes after 11 o'clock, Shannon, who was with us yesterday, said she heard Karen, thought she did a nice job. She said she would call in and give a shout-out to Fat Albert's. Not necessary, but would be curious to get her thoughts at some point about the pecan pie. So anyway, before I get back to the phones, I'll get to them in just a moment, folks, 303-696-1971. But this week, I called a buddy of mine, Nate Winterfield, down in Colorado Springs. Known Nate and his lovely wife, Joni, for years. They've traveled with us a number of times. I've traveled with them not just the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show groups, but we had daughters that lived in Argentina at the same time. One of them was getting married in Neuquén, Argentina. And I was in town visiting my daughter in Buenos Aires. Nate said, maybe half-jokingly, would you like to go out to Neuquén to the wedding? Sure, what the hell, why not? I jumped on a plane, flew out there. They met me at the airport. Neuquén's about this big, okay? I'm holding my thumb and my forefinger together. And went to the wedding. As his daughter Rebecca likes to say, I represented the United States of America. You could say the parents did, but parents are supposed to be at the wedding, right? Anyway, and then we went on the honeymoon. Had a big truck, rented it, and went down to Bariloche and some of the other wonderful places right along Patagonia there, the mountains, absolutely fabulous. But I called Nate because we've done 14ers together. We've ridden bikes together. I said, I want to get out and see some fall colors this week. I'm in. I picked him up. I can't tell you where we went. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. But we found a neat little secret spot that we had researched. Dirt roads, Bailey in the back seat, everybody having a great time. Not a cloud in the sky. But eventually we wound up in Victor. Everybody knows about Cripple Creek. Let's go to Victor. Let's lose some money. Let's do some gambling. We went to Victor. And right there on the main drag, we went to Eddie's. It's called the 1899 Mining Claim Restaurant, or Eddie's Place. And it's just a little funky place. We sat out front. None of the chairs matched. It was great because we could just sit there in the sun and enjoy ourselves. Jen Lee. I asked how she spelled her name. J-E-N-L-E-E. If you want to see a picture of it, it's on my Facebook page. Delightful lady. I said, this looks like a place where you get a burger. And she kind of nodded. Yeah, well, you know, we don't have pheasant under glass here. We got burgers. Bailey got a burger. And they were really, really good. So when I say I'm going to give you two recommendations, the hot dogs at Nottingham Field and Greeley on the campus of the University of Northern Colorado, and a hamburger at Eddie's Place in Victor, my guess is that most of you probably won't get to enjoy either one, but I still highly recommend them. All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis up in Conifer. Dennis, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm having a great day, Dennis. How are you?
Good. You know, I want to talk about our visit to the Flagstaff House, but I want to give a shout-out real quick, if you don't mind. It's to Jessica. She works at the Longhorn Steakhouse on Wadsworth and Bowles. My wife and I went to lunch. I was talking to her. She works there 5 days a week, and then she told me she works at Ted's Montana Grill over in Aspen Grove a couple of days a week. So I thought, you know, she's just a young gal trying to find her way. So I asked her, I go, well, where'd you go to school? She goes, well, I went to Bear Creek High, but I'm a mechanical engineering major at the School of Mines. And I thought, wow, there's still hope out there. You know, there's there still are some hardworking kids working two jobs and going to the School of Mines. So
listen,
I sent
Dennis,
in a nice.
Dennis, can you and I agree that adults have been complaining about the next generation of kids since the beginning of time? Can we agree on that?
I totally agree.
I could say we got lucky, but you know what? Luck is the residue of good design. And we worked at being a parent, even though our children are adults. I'm telling you that we are still parents every day. And I tell you what, it's a time for a lot of parents to stop worrying about the kids and step up. It's time for parents to get their kids out of the public school system. It's time for parents to start homeschooling or going to private school. It's time for parents to start paying attention to what the National Teachers Association is doing to wreck the next generation of kids. It's our responsibility to be parents. When my daughter went off to school and the school said, well, this and that, I said, you know what? I'm going to be monitoring exactly what they're taught, what my daughter's taught at this school, 13 years of private education. I said, don't worry. I'll supply her values. I'll make sure that she's on the straight and narrow. But, and I'm not talking about in terms of discipline, and I'm talking about morality and issues and so forth. But I think that, yeah, we've got some concerns about the next generation of kids, but I think it's time for the parents to step up. There, got that off my chest. What else, Dennis?
And you know Charlene, she would and her career, and she would totally agree with you. So
I'll bet.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you in her 30, 40 years as a school administrator, she could probably track the deterioration. You know what? Just like Rush Limbaugh used to say for people that from Rio Linda, kind of implying that you got to go slow, talk slow about it. I always say for those of you that went to public school. So this is a $20 meal for $10. For those of you that went to public school, let me tell you, that's half price. And I had a lady call up, and she said, you know what? I'd like to take issue with your statement about public schools. I went through public school, and as a matter of fact, I went through public school with your ex-wife. My ex-wife is as smart as a Ouija board. Now, maybe it wasn't bright marrying me, but she's as smart as a Ouija board. And I'll tell you what my response was to you, Dennis, and to the listeners when we come back. And then I want to hear about the Flagstaff House here on the Restaurant Show. All right, 24 minutes after 11. Fabulous calls today. Tim, Paul, Karen, Mike. We're talking with Dennis. Anyway, Dennis, before I get your quick report on the Flagstaff House, so what I said to this lady, Diane, I said, Diane, and I'll bet you your wife would concur with this, 40 years of being a school teacher and administrator. You know what I said? Let me tell you something, Diane. If you went to school with my ex-wife, you went to school 40, 45 years ago when there was detention, suspension, expulsion, when they taught reading, writing, and arithmetic, when there was no drag queen reading hour, when the administration and the teachers, because they were doing the job right, were assumed to be right, rather than the parents assuming that they knew more about it. The parents might have monitored it, but it was an entirely different period, and to which there was a hesitation, and to her credit, she said, well, yeah, I guess you're right. So, anyway, I got that off my chest. What do you got about the Flagstaff House?
Well, it was last month. My daughter and her husband took my wife and I up to the Flagstaff House. We were celebrating our 50th anniversary, wedding anniversary, and both of us turned 70 this year. I turned 70 in November. Anyway, what a stunning restaurant. It's right in the foothills, out of Boulder, and it's this side of Boulder, so you don't have to drive through all that crazy traffic. It's a reservation only. What an experience. And the experience started right at the valet parking. These guys were just unbelievable. But we had their four-course meal. It's $110. Uh-huh. I had an octopus and grilled octopus and calamari salad. And then I had duck. And then for my main entree, I had some lamb. And then a raspberry chocolate tort. And there's quite a few selections for each one of the courses. So there's always something for somebody. And what's really cool is during the course of the meal, they'll bring you out some stuff, like a small appetizer. They'll bring out some sorbets. They'll bring out, like, these extra little dessert things to take home. And, you know, part of it, and I'm sure the listeners are going, wow, $110. We were lucky we weren't paying for it. But part of it is just the experience. It overlooks all Boulder, an incredible wine list, impeccable service. And if somebody's looking for that special occasion place to go to, what a great place. And we drove up from Highlands Ranch. Not a bad drive. And I'll surely go back sometime. But,
and Dennis, they've been doing it for 50 years, and they just keep getting consistently voted one of the best restaurants in Colorado. Dennis, great call. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. 303-696-1971. I think Tom has figured out a little bit, and Eric, I'm going to get to you in Stapleton in just a moment, but I think Tom has figured out my tease. What do Archie, Peyton, Eli and Mike all have in common? Tom, you're on the show. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Well, they're all Manning family. They all played quarterback, and they either live or lived in New Orleans.
Okay, well, you went a little far because Eli, Archie, Peyton are all part of the Manning football family, but Mike Manning is the owner of Manning Steakhouse with his mom, Diane, over on West Alameda in Lakewood. And I went there on the recommendation of a listener, and it was terrific. And the general manager over there, Shannon Baker, longtime experience, a lot of downtown experience, but she is the one that said, we put the condiments out, we clean them, because we want the experience at Manning's to be as normal as possible. I had a petite filet that was prepared perfectly. And I don't mean almost, I mean perfectly. And my side was au gratin potatoes. I love au gratin potatoes. My old man used to make, they were more a traditional au gratin potato the way my dad did them. But it was a fabulous meal. Have you been there, Tom?
No. What was it called? I didn't even know about it. Was it called Manning's, you said?
Yeah, Manning's Steakhouse. They also own a burger joint over there on Kipling and Jewel or something called Fiddlesticks, where it's more of a neighborhood place where people go for burgers and stuff like that. And anyway, Mike and his mom took over this location, and the place is beautiful. I'm telling you, I would recommend. It's got a nice neighborhood feel too. You could tell that at 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, there were some regulars at the bar, and I'm talking about retired business types. They get together. Maybe they just got off the golf course. Hell, maybe they just got out of bed. I don't know. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but. And there were people. I mean, it was busy at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So check it out. It's called Manning's. What else you got, Tom?
You know, I wanted to second what you just said. I graduated from public high school back in, 65.
Okay.
And just to show you the difference, I took, 4 years of English and took physics, chemistry, biology, world history,
yeah.
American history. The two courses I took to kind of mess around and have fun were law and mechanical drawing. I didn't take basket weaving or, appreciation of 16th century French literature, feminist literature. So that's
Tom, there was no transgender reading hour, drag queen reading hour when you were in school in 1965?
The closest I came was when I was a freshman during freshman initiation, and all the boys were forced to come to school. They were forced to come to school in a dress, and the girls had to wear pants.
Yeah, well, now that would be cruel and unusual punishment. So, well, listen, yeah, but you know what? Listen, my daughter started school in 1995, for the sake of argument, and my ex and I talked, and I said, my personal opinion is that our daughter should never set foot in public school. And we paid for it. And when she got ready to go to college admission directors, college presidents that I knew at that time said, we know where she went to school. We know what we're getting with her education and with her development and so forth. And so, I'm just a believer in it. I think at some point, you can't rely on this overinflated grade point average, kids getting 4-3, 4-4 because they cleaned up trash in the park and did community service. You know what? My kid got grades based on what she did in class. And so, and they all had to do community service and so forth. I'm thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly disgusted with a public school system that just jumps when the NEA says jump, and the teachers' union says how high, and that's how the teachers seem to jump. Are there exceptions? Obviously. Some, a friend of mine used to say, somebody would say, well, there's some teachers do a pretty good job. I understand that. Mike Rosen on KOA used to say some monkeys are smarter than some people. And so you can do anything you want with the word some, but I appreciate it. Do you eat pizza, Tom?
Yes.
I'm going to put you in the drawing for my gift certificates that I'm emailing out, $25 to Marco's Pizza. They do a pretty good job. All right, thanks, Tom. 303-696-1971. You know what? I remember when they opened their first Marco's down in Colorado Springs. I went in and I said, are you going to get a liquor license in the course of the conversation? She said, no, we're a family restaurant. I said, you know what? I'm a family man, and I drink. There's nothing wrong with that. Chuck E. Cheese, thank God they have booze. Anyway, let's go to Eric in Stapleton. Eric, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time to call. 1133, we're happy to have you with us.
A little nervous, Mike. Bear with me, young man. You great American. Okay. Mike, I just love your political aspect of your great show and your love of country. And thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome.
But I wanted to say this because on a lighter note, you already talked about Shannon. Shame on you, because you told us last week that President, the great Donald Trump, I love him to death. I'm a black conservative Republican. And you said last week that he put ketchup on his steak. And so did Mark Levin. You go ahead.
Hey, listen, it doesn't make them bad
Shannon
people.
About you got on her hot dog.
You know what? Yes, Shannon puts ketchup on her hot dog, and I don't believe with Trump. That's one thing I do disagree with the Donald on, ketchup on a steak. I've had Mark Levin on the show. I didn't know that he put ketchup on his steak, but I don't think that that would be a condition of being on the show or excluded from the show.
You're amazing. I hear you. And my wife, she was shouting at you, because she was in the kitchen when she heard you, and she says she puts ketchup on her hot dogs. So, but my point
Eric, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Your wife puts ketchup on
sir.
Her hot dog? Have you thought about getting another wife?
Bedroom. No.
Have you thought about getting another
trade her in for never, ever. She's the best.
I'll bet she is. But, how long have you been married,
yes,
Eric?
Sir. Oh, since 2017.
4 years? 4 years?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, she's not even broken in yet. But thank you for the kind words.
Can I say this last thing before you go? Let me go.
Very quickly.
Okay, Mike, you know, can we remind all the great people that we need to put the onus on Polis that he closed the restaurant and not blame it on COVID-19? We need to.
That's exactly right, Eric. We got to take a break right here on The Restaurant Show. And here on The Restaurant Show, I'm going to be with you for another 21 minutes. We've got Tim, Paul, Karen, Mike, Dennis, Tom, and Eric. In the drawing, that's seven names. I've got four $25 gift certificates to Marco's Pizza that will be emailed to you when I select your name for tomorrow's National Pepperoni Pizza Day. I'm working with a PR firm for them, so I'm not exactly sure. I'll send out the names in the morning. I'm not sure how quick they will get them to you. I'm not sure how quickly you can redeem them, but... At any rate, if you'd like to call in, you know, we got seven people that have called trying to get four gift certificates, so better odds than Powerball, that's for sure. Next Saturday, I've got an event in Colorado Springs at Colorado Smokehouse out in Fountain. The barbecue is absolutely terrific. Ribs. I'll be bringing home ribs next Saturday to have here at my house. Then, coming up on Thursday, September 30th, Colorado Springs, you're invited. Denver, you're invited. Cigar night with Dennis Prager at the View House Centennial. Experience an exclusive private evening smoking fine cigars with Dennis and close-up conversation with one of America's preeminent thinkers, teachers, and mentors that few people will ever experience. He's a great guy. I've met him a number of times, talked to him. Obviously, over his station events. I mean, I don't get invited to his house for Christmas, but he's a wonderful guy. And we just got word that Terrell Davis, former Denver Bronco, will be there as well. The event features a VIP reception at 6:30. you will receive a premium cigar and gift bag, compliments of Smoker Friendly, a drink ticket, and heavy hors d'oeuvres. So you go to 710knus.com and you can get your ticket. Dennis Prager, Terrell Davis, gift bag, drink ticket, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and yes, I will be there. 710KNUS. And no, I'm not. I don't smoke cigars. What the heck? But we're going to be in a private room. You can't smoke inside. So we're going to be in a private room at the View House, where he'll speak and he'll rub shoulders and shake hands and kiss the babies, and you'll get to have your drink or more and your hors d'oeuvres. And then at some point, the cigar smokers will go out and there'll be a smoking area, and I'll probably go out with them. I might just sit there and have a beer, but at any rate, it should be a lot of fun. 710knus.com. Then on October 2nd, we've got an event in East Colorado Springs at Zapata Mexican Taco Shop. Check it all out on my website at mikeboyle.com. That's my website, mikeboyle.com. On the 7th of October, we're still running the spot. We've got over 30 people. It's a, you know what, it's right at 31, 32. It's a perfect size group. Now, if two more people want to join, it's not going to be any less perfect. It's going to be even more perfect. Just wonderful, wonderful people. The common denominator is this show. So there'll be things to talk about. We'll talk about movies and travel and books and so forth. Then on the 15th of November, my daughter's taking a small group. She only takes about 10 people down to Oaxaca, Mexico. It's one of the seven food regions of the country of Mexico. Matter of fact, Shannon, that was with us yesterday when we went to the football game in Greeley, she went on the Oaxaca trip last year and said it was absolutely fabulous. She enjoyed it so much that she's thinking kind of maybe of going again with us this year. I didn't go on the last one. I want to go to Oaxaca. I've never been there. My daughter's put together a fabulous itinerary. And then on the 4th of December, I'm taking a group to Maui. And matter of fact, Shannon is going to Maui with us. And if you think you'd like to go, contact Warren Erpson. He is the official travel agent of the Mike Boyle restaurant shows. And his information is on my website at mikeboyle.com. We got time for another call or two. I told you my buddy Nate Winterfield and I went up into the mountains. We took one of his rifles, we took one of my pistols, and we squeezed off a few rounds, just having a little fun, boys being boys, shooting. There's a place up there called Dome Rock. A lot of people know about the crags. A lot of people know about a lot of different places to see fall colors. We went to a place called Dome Rock, and it's a big rock that looks like a dome, and you got to go down a dirt road a few miles, and then there's a seven-mile trail. There's a stream. We really had a lot of fun. It was really nice, but a couple of other things I wanted to share with you that maybe you might enjoy doing. I happened to see in the Castle Rock News Press, you know, Springs, you've got the Gazette. Denver, you've got the Post. Colorado Springs, you've got the Independent. Colorado Springs Independent, which is kind of your left-wing auxiliary paper, whatever you want to call it. And then in Denver, you got Westward. But Highlands Ranch has, what, the Chronicle? Castle Rock has the News Press. Anyway, Highlands Ranch Herald, that's what it is. Parker Chronicle, Arvada's got one. There was an article about the Bluffs in Lone Tree, and I'd never heard of it. It's a walking, jogging, cycling trail, and it's 3.7 miles, I believe. And there's no way to really cut across, so you got to commit. Now, you can park in one place and do an up and out and out and back, that type of thing. But so it was really a hot day, and it was Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it happened to be, and it was probably about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, probably touching 90, 95. Bailey and I decided to walk it. So we walked the entire 3.7 miles. There's some hills. They'll challenge you a little bit. But it's really, really nice. So I thought to myself, first of all, we went back. And I did talk to a lady that was parked there. And she said, yeah, on the weekends it gets pretty busy. But if you got some time, matter of fact, I even thought, I haven't quite gotten there yet. But if I can offer lunch bunches and supper clubs and group trips, and if I can take listeners to a football game in Greeley, maybe I ought to just schedule a hike and find some place that's a nice two and a half mile loop and say I'm going to be there a weekday. I'm on the air on the weekends. On weekdays, maybe on a Tuesday, 1 o'clock. You want to meet me? You want to go for a little hike? You want to go for a little walk? I don't know. I'm thinking about that. But the Bluffs is really cool. And it's located right in Lone Tree. Just go to Douglas County. I found out that it was built it opened in 2002, so it's almost 20 years old. But, God, it was really well-maintained, and everybody was polite. It wasn't busy. A mountain biker, a jogger, I mean, you're going to be working pretty good. There's a couple of observation points up there where you can just see forever on a clear day when we're not breathing in California fires. So then I started looking around, and I said, well, there's some other places. There's a new place that Douglas County designated for open space, and it's the Sandstone Ranch, and it's out near Perry Park. Restaurant, travel, movies, books, sports, or whatever I feel like talking about shows. So I'm going to talk a little bit about hiking. So anyway, I went out there, and they've got about four or five trails. One might be a 1.2-mile loop. One might be a 2.4-mile loop. One might be a 3.6-mile loop. And so Bailey and I went out there. It was a hot afternoon. There were only two cars in the entire parking lot. It's about 1,250 acres. Had a ball. I'm only sharing this stuff with you in case you want to go do the Bluffs or the Sandstone Ranch, but I'm also sharing it with you because, you know, maybe you'll look out. Maybe you look around somewhere in Arvada or somewhere out in Greeley or somewhere down in Colorado Springs or in Manitou. We've got some great, great outdoors. You know, I was talking to Andy Feinstein yesterday, the president of the University of Colorado. He got here in June of 2019. He's already done 27 14ers. He did 15 this summer. He'll work all week, and he works hard. But he'll leave on a Friday night at 11 o'clock, get to some 14er. His wife has done 10 of them. He's taken his son, too. His son is back in college now. But they'll get there at 1 o'clock in the morning, sleep a few hours. I know some of you are just groaning, okay? Just suck it up. Get there at 1 o'clock in the morning, sleep 2 or 3 hours in the car, get up and break trail at 4:30 in the morning, be up and down, get a 14er in. Maybe if it's like Gray's and Torrey's up off 70, he can do both of them. You're back in the car at 10, 11 o'clock. You beat all the thunder boomers. You beat any crowds, anything like that. And you've knocked out two more 14ers. I think we've got some beautiful, beautiful stuff. One of the things that I did this week, you know, Lakewood, I stopped off I told you I went to Manning, but I also went to a restaurant that somebody recommended to me called West Rail Tap Room and Grill. It's on Union, somewhere around Alameda. We'll tell you about it when we come back on the restaurant show. All right, a little Garth Brooks for you there on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. It's 11:54. And Tom, Paul, Karen, Mike, Dennis, Tom, and Eric went in a drawing for the four $25 gift certificates to Marco's. I'll notify the winners right after the show. Anyway, we're talking a little bit about a couple of things that Mike, you know, one of the things that I've prided myself on my whole life, Bill Veeck, used to be a baseball executive. At one time or another, he owned the St. Louis Browns, the Cleveland Indians, and the Chicago White Sox. He's the guy that came up with the stuff that so many of the stodgy baseball owners thought was hokey, but they all do now. There'll be a beer day or a special bat day, or there'll be a helmet giveaway or T-shirt day, bobblehead, or Nathan's hot dog day or dollar hot dog day or whatever it happens to be. And that kind of helped me cut my marketing teeth. I said, we need to get out of our ruts, both individually and here on the show. I try to get you out of your ruts. So that's why I'm telling you about a couple of these places. When I was over on West Alameda Avenue, I went to West Rail Tap Room and Grill. And I just had an order of buffalo wings. She said, she being Emily, the server, was maybe one of the most pleasant human beings, not just server, human beings I've met in a long time. It was recommended to me by a guy, and big buffalo wings. I said, I just want the regular buffalo wings. They've got a number of them. So thank you for that suggestion. But then I said, well, I want to go really, I took the wings home with me. I said, I really want to go eat at Manning's, so I better go get a little exercise. So we drove west. We stopped off to see Bebek at the Curry Kitchen Indian Restaurant, doing very well, 13,019 West Alameda Parkway. And, you know, as you go along the Alameda Parkway, as you're going towards 470, there's some nice parks over there, Lakewood. And I guess they're Lakewood, maybe Jefferson County. And you can go on the south side, and there's a park, and it's a little easier walking around. On the north side, there's a place called Hayden Park, H-A-Y-D-E-N. And I don't know if he's the former mayor. I don't know if he's the former landowner that donated the land. I didn't bother to find out. But there's one trail that goes out flat. And then there's one that goes up the side of the, I'm not going to call it a mountain, but it's a pretty significant hill. And matter of fact, you got to just about be a goat to get up it, because Bailey and I took off, and we went up there, and you get up to the top, and there's some spectacular views. And I'm not talking about a long hike, but it will get your heart rate up, get you feeling good if you want to do it. I'm not recommending you do it, but just some neat places. Then I told you that Nate and I went out to see some fall colors. I can't tell you where we went on the dirt road and so forth. That's a secret. We don't want to get that all jammed up. But at any rate, when we're in Victor, there's a lot of mines up there. And there's an area that's been preserved by a mining, you know, I don't know, it's probably a nonprofit that got set up and so forth, but they preserved all those mines up there. And they have a 2.4-mile hike that you can see all these mines and the machinery, and And they've got things to tell you about them and tell you how hard it. You can only imagine how hard it must have been to be a miner. But at any rate, that if you're up in Victor, you know, yeah, you go to Cripple Creek, you have a nice meal, you do a little gambling, but swing over to Victor. The population in 1895 or something like that, I don't remember, but it was like four digits, and I don't remember 1,700, 4,000. Now it's 400, and it's got all those neat little historic buildings. And then you can go in on Highway 67, and you can go out on Highway 81. So you're making a circle route, circuitous route, and see different stuff. But it was just, we had a great, great hike, just a wonderful, wonderful day. So anyway, we've shared everything with you today, from pizzas to football, to hot dogs, to hamburgers, to the education system, to the Flagstaff House, to wonderful, wonderful walks, and all the recommendations that you gave me. I tried Manning's, I tried the Szechuan Chinese, but I cannot thank you enough for tuning in every Saturday, 10 to 1 in Colorado Springs, every Saturday afternoon, 3 to 5 in Denver, and every Sunday when we do a simulcast, 10 to noon, all up and down the Front Range. The out song is Zac Brown's Toes. I got my toes in the water, my butt in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Check out my website at mikeboyle.com, my daughter's website at gustomexico.com. Thanks, Jim Nichols, for producing the show. As Zac Brown says, adios and vaya con Dios. Goodbye and go with God. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Mike Boyle. This is The Restaurant Show.
three-star general, Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.